读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages in the Bible.
头是在生命记28章。
First, Deuteronomy chapter 28.
生命记28章第一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1.
第一节，第二节。
And 2.
你若留意听从耶和华你神的话，谨守遵行他的一切诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，他必使你超乎天下万民之上。Now
it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth.
第二节，Verse 2， 你若听从耶和华你神的话，这以下的福必追随你，临到你身上。And
all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God.
那底下呢，在这里又讲到许多的福就要临到他们身上。What
follows is all these blessings that shall befall them.
他们若是听从耶和华的话，他们出入都得平安。
If they observe, they obey the voice of the Lord, whether they go in, they come in, they will be blessed in security.
第十五节。Verse 15. 你若不听从耶和华你神的话，不谨守遵行他的一切诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，这以下的咒诅都必追随你，临到你身上。
Verse 15, but it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Here it speaks another condition.
若是不听从耶和华的话呢？ 以下咒诅也都要追随临到他们身上。
That if they do not obey the voice of the Lord, their God, then what comes next is all the blessings listed in the following.
所以底下就讲到许多因着不听从耶和华的话，许多的咒诅，许多的灾祸就临到他们身上。
Therefore, all the curses, all the disasters will come upon them because they did not obey the voice of the Lord.
我们再翻到33:15节。
Now, chapter 30, verse 15.
看哪，我今日将生与死、生与福、死与祸，呈明在你面前。
See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil.
第十九节，二十节。Verse 19 and 20.
Verse 19, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, therefore choose life that both you and your descendants may live.
好，这是九节。我们再翻到耶稣雅记24章。Joshua chapter 24. Verse 14 and verse 15. 现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意地侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。Now
therefore fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the river and in Egypt, serve the Lord.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的。 是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的那神呢？是你们所住在这地亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。And
if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served they were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
在这里，耶稣雅对以色列百姓说
，Here Joshua said to the Israelites，
他们可以选择来侍奉耶和华神，或是选择来侍奉 他们从前列祖所侍奉的神。
That they could either choose the Lord their God or the other God that their forefathers served.
我们再翻看一节圣经，在四世纪第五章。
Judges chapter 5.
四世纪第五章第八节。
Verse 8.
前面那句话
Judges 5a, the first part of verse 8.
以色列人选择新神征战的事就临到城门。
They, that Israelites chose new gods, then there was war in the gates.
当以色列选择一个新神来侍奉他的时候呢，征战的事就临到他们身上。
When the people of Israel chose new gods, then there was war in the gates that came upon them.
好，请低头一点祷告。
Your head bow, please. Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，让我们一次再一次来到你的面前。
Lord, we give you thanks that once again we can come in your presence.
主，我们仰望你，每次来到你圣座前，我们都心愿意来寻求你的面。
Lord, we look unto you because every time we are gathered before your throne, our hearts seek after you.
我们愿意借着你的话来明白你的心意。
Through your words, we want to understand your will.
你也是在借着圣灵指引我们该走的道路。
And also through the Holy Spirit, you will lead us into the way we are to walk in.
在圣灵的光中，让我们选择你所喜悦的路。
So in the light of the Holy Spirit, we will choose the way that pleases you.
好像我们在你面前能够成为你神你所祝福的人。
That we will be people that you bless.
有更多承受你的恩典。
And even more, we could inherit your blessing.
在早晨这一点时间，你施恩来帮助我们每一个人。
Oh Lord, during this period of time this morning, may you show us your grace to help each one of us.
给我们一个可听的耳朵，给我们一个柔软的心。
Give ears that could hear, give us gentle hearts.
好叫你的话有落脚之处。
So that your word could find a place that it could rest on.
我们感谢你作为信实恩典怜悯的神。
We thank you, you're the God of faithfulness and grace.
常常借着你的话，你就更多来怜悯我们。
Often through your word, you come to show your mercy to us.
叫我们在你面前一同来承受你更多的祝福。
That together in your presence, we could inherit even more of your blessings.
求你将亲吻祷告
Hear our prayer
奉主耶稣基督名求
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ Amen
Amen 早晨来继续和弟兄姊妹来交通拣选的这件事
This morning we'll continue to fellowship on this theme of choosing
我们说到我们在生活上来常常面对许多不同的人事物我们必须要做一个选择
We've mentioned that in our daily life we often encounter different event, people, objects that require us to make a choice
当我们在这许多不同的事物当中我们要做选择的时候我们怎么知道能够选择神所按所拣选的呢
And facing all these kinds of things when we're about to make a choice how do we know that we make the right one that God wants us to
我们怎么知道神的心意是怎样呢
How would we know that what is God's will
我们怎么知道我们所选择的能够得他喜悦
How would we know that our choice is pleasing to Him
我们感谢神在创世纪一开头的时候神就把那个拣选的原则向我们诉说
We thank God that in the very beginning of Genesis God has spelled out the very principle of our choice
当人在伊甸园的时候
When man was placed in the Garden of Eden
神把生命树和分别三个树摆在人的面前
God has set this tree of life and tree of the knowledge of good and evil before man
神要人在这个生命树和分别三个树之间做一个拣选
God wanted man to make a choice between the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil
我想这是人第一次的一个拣选
And this is man's first choice
第一次的拣选就成为以后人所有拣选的一个原则。
And then this very first choice has evolved into the very principle upon which men always make choices.
因为这两棵树呢是代表一个两个原则，代表两种的道路。
Because these two trees represent two principles and two paths.
那这两棵树在那里 表明什么一个原则呢?
What are the principles that these two trees represent?
我们上次已经教到头一个乃是在拣选的时候是根据神的话听从神的话。
As we met a fellowship last time, the first principle is when we make a choice, we do it according to God's word. We hear His voice.
神的话就是说明他的心意。
Because God's word manifests His will.
当人在那里听从神的话做一个拣选的时候,
As we are hearing the voice of God and making a choice,
神的心意就能够成全在人身上。
And God's purpose will be fulfilled in man.
就是他借着在拣选生命树上的果子。
And through choosing the fruit of the tree of life.
这所带来一个结果就是得着神的生命，得着神的自己。
Then the result would be to gain the life of God, to gain God Himself.
人在那里就可以享受神的恩典，享受神的丰富供应。
Then man can enjoy God's grace and His abundant provision.
第二个选择乃是根据撒旦魔鬼的话。
Now the second choice is based upon the word of Satan and the devil.
作为世界的神，这个世界的王。
This is the ruler of the world, the prince of the world.
在那里若是人照着他话拣选了分别善恶树上的果子。
And there, man, according to devil's word, chose the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我们知道这个拣选的目的是为了满足自己。
And we understand that this kind of choice is simply to satisfy man's own desires.
满足自己肉体上的需要。
The fleshly needs.
所以我们看见当那个女人受魔鬼的引诱的时候。
So we see when the woman was tempted by the devil.
她看见那棵树上的分别善恶树上的果子可做食物。
She saw that the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil being good for food
可悦人的眼目
and pleasant to the sight
并且可以使人有智慧
and even make man wise
所以我们看见这一切拣选这个拣选目的都是为了自己
So we see that the choice was simply made for this person
结果所带来的结果就是一个劳苦担重担的那种生活
And what issued is this life of labor and sorrow.
最后结果就是死亡。
And the end is death.
我们看见今天在地上人在那做拣选的时候，常常是根据这个第二个原则来做拣选。
And we also see that today in the world, when we often make decisions, we base upon the second principle.
就是根据世界的王给人的建议。
That is according to the suggestions from the prince of this world.
今天人在地上生活的时候，面对许多不同拣选的时候。
Today, as we live on earth, facing all kinds of choices,
都是根据自己的知识学问。
We make the decision based upon our knowledge and our own learning.
根据自己的才干。
According to our own talent.
根据自己的一些的经验。
Our past experiences.
那拣选的目的都是为了自己。
And the very purpose of our choice is for ourselves.
这是为了自己是不是可以得到最好的一个利益。
So that we could be best benefited.
结果这个拣选所带来的结果呢，就是亚当在那一次的拣选。
And this kind of choice brings in the kind of choice that Adam made.
他没有得到神的祝福。
That Adam did not receive God's blessing.
反而得到神的一个咒诅。
Instead, he got God's curses.
就生活就在一个劳苦愁烦重担没有安息的一个情形。
Therefore, Adam lived all his life in the sorrow, labor, without any rest.
最终的结局就是死亡。
In the end, the result was death.
也因着人第一次这样的错误的拣选。
And also because of man's wrong choice.
那个影响一直到如今。
Even though that's the first wrong choice, its impact endured all the way until today.
So we 看见人在那个做拣选的时候，实在是一个非常重要的一个时刻。
So we all know that whenever man makes the choice, this is such a tremendous important moment.
因为那个影响会不仅影响到我们的今生，更是会影响到我们将来永世里面。
Because the choice you make not only impacts your present time, but also even unto eternity. And still today, we could see that man continues to make a choice between these two trees. And this choice of yours will show what kind of life you intend to live. Our choice should be based upon God's word. Or do you want your choice based upon the opinion, suggestions from the prince of this world? According to man's notions and ideas. Our choice will impact, affect the very conditions of our living. So we really ask the Lord to give us this wisdom to help us. When we face so many things, when we need to make a decision, we really need to have this accurate choosing. If you choose it accurately, not only are we blessed by God, but also, more importantly, that through our choice, that God's will be done in us. As we read Deuteronomy, we see Moses here was facing the second generation of Israelites. And right there, they also had to make a choice. We know the book of Deuteronomy is a book of reflection. On the one hand, they reflected the past. On the other hand, they looked forward to the good land of Canaan, which they would enter soon. Last time we mentioned that during the life of Moses, there was a time that he made such a tremendous important decision. At first, he lived in the Egypt palace. There, he was well educated. Until the day when he grew up. And right there, he needed to make a choice. Because he knew he was a Hebrew. Even though ever since he was young, he was brought up in Egypt's palace. But he knew that he had this Hebrew blood in him. He was not an Egyptian. Therefore, he made such a wonderful choice there. By faith, he was not willing to be called son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to suffer the afflictions together with the people of God. He did not want to enjoy all the passing sinful pleasures in Egypt's palace. And because of this accurate choice of his, he would allow God to use him to lead all the Israelites out of Egypt. We see that as long as a person could be used just a little by God, there must be this monumental choice he has to make somewhere, sometime in his life. And also, his choice is not based upon his personal insight. Instead, it's based upon God's will. His choosing is not for himself. Instead, his choosing is for God and his people. His choosing is for the house of God. Only when man makes the choice an accurate one in this kind of situation?
神还要使用这样的人来带领他的百姓。
Could God be able to use this man to lead his people?
所以我看见摩西他就是这样一个人。
And we see Moses is one just like this.
所以以色列百姓他们经过40年的旷野漂流，他们来到了约旦河东边。
So Israelites came to the east side of the Jordan after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness.
这些 在旷野长大第二代的百姓，
The second generation, the Israelites who grew up in the wilderness,
他们准备过河进到迦南来承受神所应许的美地，
were now ready to cross over the Jordan to inherit this good land of Canaan.
当摩西在回顾历史的时候，
and as Moses reflected on the past history,
让他们看见神怎么样从西乃山一路这样带领他们。
He showed them how God had led them all the way from Mount Sinai.
他们经过可怕的旷野。
Through that great and awesome wilderness.
现在来到迦南的边界了。
Now they came to the edge of the land of Canaan.
面对前面神所应许的迦南地。
Now facing this good land of Canaan.
他们在那里要开始过一个新的生活。
They were about to lead a new life.
摩西告诉他们要让他们知道在那一块地，你们到底要过怎样的生活呢？
And Moses told them about the kind of life they wanted to live.
你们在那里盼望能够得到神更多的恩典和祝福。
He declared that if you want to inherit more blessings from God,
或是说你们要在活在神许多做主审判的底下。
He also asked them, do you want instead to live under more of the cursing
than
from God? So right here, Moses declared to them there are two kinds of ways of their choosing. First choice is if they would diligently obey the voice of the Lord their God.
神的祝福就要随着他们，就要临到他们身上。
And God's blessings would pursue them and come upon them, even overtake them.
第二个选择，若是他们不听从耶和华的话。
They have the second choice, that is, if they choose not to obey the Lord.
神的咒诅也要追随着他们，临到他们身上。
And likewise, God's cursings will pursue them and overtake them.
所以摩西在那里说：“今日我将，生死。”福祸成名在你面前。
Therefore Moses said, Today I have set before you life and death and blessings and evil.
以色列百姓在这里面对一个拣选。
Right here, Israelites face a choice.
摩西把那个两条道路摆在他们面前。
And there Moses had placed these two paths before them.
一个是生命的道路，一个是死亡的道路。
One is the path of life, the other is the path of death.
一个是蒙祝福的道路，一个是受苦的道路。
One is the way of blessing, the other is the way of cursing.
神的心意呢，是盼望他们得到生命，得到神的祝福。
And God's will is for them to receive blessings and obtain life.
所以神，摩西对他们说，你们要拣选生命，使你们的后裔得以存活。
Therefore, Moses told them, choose life so that your descendants should live.
神是要盼望人能够拣选生命。
Because God wants men to choose life.
因为这实在是神的心意。
Because truly, this is our God's heart.
但是我们知道神是不勉强人。
However, God never compels people.
神更不会强迫人去拣选。
Nor would he force men to choose.
神给人有一个自由意志来做一个拣选。
For he has given us this free will to make a choice.
正如当亚当在那里做拣选的时候也是一样。
Just as when Adam made a choice, he had this free will.
神把生命树分别三个树摆在亚当的面前。
There God placed the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil before him.
但是神让人知道这两种不同的选择会有带来不同的结果。
However, God makes sure that with two different choices, then two different outcomes would follow.
所以同样那一天，以色列百姓在那里也面对了这样两种不同的选择。
So likewise, on that day, the Israelites made face these two kinds of choices.
这两种选择就决定将来他们进到迦南地以后，他们要过怎样的一个生活。
And these two kinds of choices would define the kind of life they will live in the land of Canaan.
这对以色列百姓是一个很重要的一个关键。
Therefore, this is such a crucial threshold.
这个原则是说到什么？
And what does this principle tell us?
就是说到他们怎样来对待神的话。
It shows us that how they deal with God's word.
人怎样对待神的话，就决定他整个属灵生活的一个光景。
How you treat God's word will certainly decide your spiritual conditions.
所以我们看见以色列百姓他们进了迦南地以后。
And then we see after Israelites enter this land of Canaan.
以色列这个民族这个国家有历史的发展。
The historical development of this nation of Israel,
他们是不是兴旺还是 衰败
whether it prospered or it simply languished,
都是根据在这里的一个拣选。
It's all based upon this very choice they made here.
就是他们怎样来根据，怎么样来对待神的话。
That is how they treated God's word.
这是摩西年老的时候，把这两条路摆在他面前。
Moses, at his old age, placed these two paths before Israelites.
摩西乃是先回顾到历史，神是怎样的带领他们，怎样恩待他们。
First, Moses reflected on the path how God had led them in grace.
现在到末了的时候，摩西把这两个拣选摆在他面前。
And then at the end, Moses would simply put these two choices before Israelites.
他意思就是说，他们对神从前的带领，给他们的恩典，他们怎么样来回应，怎么样来反应。
He was simply asking them, how would you respond to the grace, the leading of the Lord, which he had given Israelites all this time.
神在那里给他们律法。
God had given them this statute.
律法是成为他们生活的一个依据。
The laws of God become the very basis of their living.
现在他们要开始进到一个新的地方，开始要开始过一个新的生活。
Now they are at this point that they were about to enter into a new place and leading a new life.
他们怎么样？根据什么在那里过生活
？How would they live their living their life according to what？
就是他们怎样来对待神的话语。
It all depends on how they treated God's word.
所以弟兄姊妹，这也是说到我们今天我们整个属灵生活，我们今天在地上的生活。
Brothers and sisters, this also speaks to our spiritual life as we live on earth.
到底我们愿意过一个非常美好的属灵生活，与神有个很美好的关系。
Whether we want to live a wonderful spiritual life, having this intimate relationship with God,
或是我们与神之间的关系非常的淡薄。
Or we want to live a very strange, very a light relationship with him.
或者我们常常活在许多软弱失败的一个光景底下。
Or we often we would live in such a weak and failed condition.
也是常常根据我们对神话语的态度如何。
All these are based upon our attitude toward God's word.
当一个人真来看重神的话，尊重神的话。
When a person respects cherishes God's word,
当人在那听从神的话，
when a person is listening to the voice of God,
照着他的话在那过生活的时候，
living his life according to God's word,
我们看见人那个属灵光景就非常好。
We would see that this person would have such a wonderful spiritual condition.
怎么说？当人离弃耶和华的话，不听从他的话。
But whenever a man departs from God's word and disobeying his word,
人就落在软弱失败里面。
Then this person would certainly fall into failure and weakness.
在使徒行传里面记载，保罗来到皮利亚这个地方传神的话的时候。
Acts records the account that when Paul came to Pedia to preach God's word,
在使徒行传十七章那里告诉我们。
Acts 17, we read,
说这个地方的人呢，嫌疑帖撒罗尼迦的人。
These people are more noble than the people at the Thessalonica.
因为他们甘心领受这道。
Because they willingly receive God's word.
他们天天在那查考，天天查考圣经。
Daily they search the scriptures.
他们要晓得这道是与不是。
They want to know whether these are God's word or not. So people at Berea had this heart to understand God's will. They wanted to understand exactly what God's word said.
就所带来结果，圣经告诉我们说嘞，所以在他们中间就多有相信的人。
Therefore, the outcome of this brought to the fact that so many people believed in their
midst.
Because right there, they had a heart to pursue, to seek after God's word. Therefore, God gave them the faith. So when they heard God's word, they were able to believe and receive it. Because the Lord Jesus promised that seek and you will find, and knock and the door will be open unto you. And these people, because they possess this kind of willing heart to study God's word, so they were greatly blessed by God. As opposed to Thessalonians,
感谢神在使徒行传17章那里记载说，他们当中也有一些人信了主。
We thank God that as Acts 17 records, some of them did believe in the Lord. So when Paul wrote this epistle to the Thessalonians,
他说我传给你们神的道,
the word that I preach to you,
他们不以为是，他们领受了。
These Thessalonians received. They did not regard it as the saying from man. And they believed this is the word of God. And truly, it was. Also, this word was working among those who believed in the Lord.
那里的人也知道是蒙到神的恩典。We
thank the Lord that the Thessalonians also were blessed by the Lord.
他们听保罗传神的道。As
they heard the preaching from Paul,
他们不以为这是人的道理。They
did not regard it as man's teaching.
他们知道这是神的道。They
knew this was the word of God, the voice of God.
所以他们就接受了。Therefore,
they received it.
所以同样今天我们在神话语的面前,
likewise, as we face God's word,
特别当我们还在寻求真道的时候,
especially in the time when we are still seeking the truth, why is it there are people who have heard of the truth so many times still they have not received the grace? Because they believe this is man's teaching only. This is a religious doctrine. This is a worldly philosophy. They would regard this kind of preaching as a good doctrine from man. Therefore, they cannot accept it. But at the time, when the person hears the word, if he does not regard it as some human teaching, instead he thinks this is the word of God. This is God's truth. As soon as the person had this kind of heart, very readily God would open his heart and understand his truth. And this word of truth will work in him so he's able to receive it. And then they would be saved and granted grace. Their life would be changed, their living would be different. So, brothers and sisters, every time when we come before the word of God, why are so many of God's children who have been granted grace for so long still cannot receive the help through God's word? It's because often we also regard God's word as doctrine, some teaching. And we would say, this is a good teaching. But it has not much to do with me. In our life, it seems we cannot experience it. Because in our mind, we have this kind of thought. So the word of God cannot be turned into our true spiritual reality.
但是当一个人读神的话的时候,
but if a person comes to study God's word,
他知道这实在是神的道,
and knows truly this is God's word,
并且这个道是我可以来经历的,
and also understand this is the word which I could experience it.
这道是一个实实在在的一个真道,
this is a concrete solid word of God.
这道与我有密切的关系,
and this word is so closely related to me.
这些道在生活上我都可以来经历,都可以来享受,
that in my life I could actually experience it and enjoy it.
当人有这样的思想的,有这样心思的时候,
when a person has this kind of mindset,
不仅他读起神话的时候, 他觉得何等的甘甜,何等的宝贵,
not only would he feel so sweet, so wonderful when he comes to study God's word,
他在生活里面 就常常经历到神话的真实,
but also in his life, often he experiences the reality of this God's word.
所以我们可以看见人属灵生活怎样都是根据他怎样对待神的话语。
Therefore, we could conclude that a man's spiritual life is decided by the very attitude how he treats God's word.
所以诗篇一开头就告诉我们,
therefore, someone we read,
一个昼夜思想神律法的人,
a person who meditates on God's word day and night, blessed is he.
为什么他是一个有福的人呢?
Why is he blessed?
我想他就像一棵树栽在溪水旁,
because he is just like a tree planted by the river.
他按时候结果时,
he will produce this fruit in due time.
他叶子也不枯干,
his leaves will not wither.
还他所行的尽都顺利,
he will prosper in whatever he does. This tells us that because he loves God's word, so that his spiritual life is simply prospering. And his spiritual life is vigorous. Whatever he does prospers.
这顺利意思就是都通达。
That means he has a smooth way set before him.
没有一个环境, 没有一个事物会限制他的,
none of the things, none of the circumstances would limit him.
没有一个环境可以把他困起来,
none of the conditions would confine him.
神话总是成为他一个出路,
God's word is always the very way for him to go.
在每一种环境当中, 因着神的话,
under all circumstances, because of God's word, he always finds a way to walk in. Because he believes that God's word is true. He is convinced that God's word will always be fulfilled in us. So here we see that as Israelites were about to enter the land of Canaan, here they had to make a choice. What kind of life they really hope to live in the land of Canaan? If they truly obey the voice of God, then there would be so many blessings awaiting them.
他们住的地方蒙福, 他们, 出也蒙福, 入也蒙福。
They will be blessed in the city where they live, and they will be blessed whether they go out or they come in. No, wherever they stand, they will be blessed by God. Even before their enemies, they will be honored. There they simply enjoy all the abundant provision from God. However, whenever they do not obey God's word, and we see that their living simply sinks into such a dreadful condition. Cursed would they be when they went out and when they came in. And they would be crushed before their enemies. They would fall into all kinds of bondage. And the outcome simply depends on how they treated God's word.
需要做一个自己要做一个决定。
So brothers and sisters, right here we see that the people of Israel had to make a choice on their own. They simply had to decide. Brothers and sisters, likewise today, God has placed His word before us. Moses at his old age called against heaven and earth. Because Moses truly knew that the great impact of God's word on Israelites. Therefore, Moses declared this, life and death, blessing and cursing, right before them. And there they would make a decision which would greatly impact the kind of living they would endure later on. When we come to Joshua,
等到耶稣亚把他们带领到迦南地，在那里躲了全地以后，
at the time when Joshua had taken them into the land of Canaan and have captured the whole earth,
在那里把
there he divided the land to all the 12 tribes of Israel.
分完产业以后,
after he divided the inheritance, then there again Joshua asked them to make a choice. That is whether they wanted to serve God or to serve the false God which they had served before. In the same manner, it is at Joshua's old age when he spoke these words. And when Joshua wanted them to make a choice, again, he first reflected on the history. He called for all the leaders, all the heads of the different tribes, and gathered them together.
耶稣在那里回顾历史的时候，他说，
and as he reflected on the past history, he said,
他说，古时神把你们的列祖亚伯兰从那大河那里带领过来。
In the old time, God had gathered your father from the Euphrates.
你们的亚伯，你们的列祖亚伯兰原来是在那里侍奉那里的神。
And there, your father Abraham served the false God.
现在神把他带领出来，把他带领迦南地，让他走遍迦南地。
Now God led him out from there and into the land of Canaan and had him walk through the land.
又赐给他许多子孙。
And then gave him so many descendants.
然后又说到他们列祖雅各带着子孙下到埃及地去。
Again, he mentioned that their father Jacob took all his offspring down to Egypt. And then God sent Moses and Aaron and brought them out of the house of Egypt. And in Egypt, God sent so many plagues to strike Egyptians. And all the Israelites should have seen all these with their eyes. God also led them through the wilderness.
Led
them to the edge of the Jordan River and then crossed it.
在那里征战的时候，神叫他们得胜。
And as they fought, God gave them victory.
然后神把他们带到迦南地的时候，在那里打败耶利哥人。
And when God brought them into the land of Canaan, they overcame the people at Jericho.
把迦南七族的人交在他们手中。
And God delivered 7 tribes of the Canaanites into Israel's hands. So God gave them that piece of land.
但那里有许多, 房屋不是他们所建造的。
Therefore, they possessed so many houses they did not build.
他们在那所吃的都不是自己所栽种的。
All the food they ate did not come from their planting.
耶稣要诉说这些历史的时候呢，是要让他们看见神的恩典是何其的多，显在他们身上。
The reason that Joshua reflected on all this history is simply to show the tremendous greatness of God's grace on them.
当他们回想历史，过去的历史，看见神是这样一路的带领他们。
As they recall the past history, how their God had led them all the way.
现在他们各个支派、各个家族已经得到 神所应许赐给他们那个产业。
Now, to the point that every tribe, every family had received the allotted inheritance.
耶稣要讲完这一些历史的事情的时候。
After Joshua finished all this history.
然后他就说。
Then he said.
现在。
Now.
现在。
At this very moment.
现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他。
Now fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and truth.
将你们列祖在大河那边和埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。
And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt, serve the Lord.
但是若是你们以为侍奉耶和华不好，你们可以选择你们所从前所侍奉的神。
But if you think of seems evil to you to serve the Lord, then you could choose the yourself today, the God which your father served before.
为什么耶稣要先需要讲历史的事情呢？
Why is it Joshua had first to talk about history?
乃是让他们看见神在以往年日里面是这样恩待他们。
This is to show Israelites how God had been dealing with them abundantly in such grace. How would you treat this God now? You've already received the possessions that's due you. And you are now in the land of promise. Now you're about to live a new life. Therefore, choose now whether you want to serve the Lord, your God, or not. We see how broad our God is, His heart is. He always gives us this free will to choose. God never forces them to serve the Lord their God. However, He made known to them how this God of theirs had been treating them before. And so now, how would you treat Him? It's okay if you want to serve the Lord your God. It's also okay if you want to choose to serve the God whom they served before.
感谢神，当耶稣亚这样子对他们说的时候，
We thank God that after Joshua has spoken these words to them,
百姓在那里回答耶稣亚说，
All the people answered Joshua with these words,
我们不敢离去耶和华去侍奉别神，
We not dare to forsake the Lord to serve other gods.
我们必要侍奉耶和华神。
We will surely serve the Lord our God.
我们一定要侍奉耶和华神。
We will must serve him.
他们三次真的很肯定的，他们要选择侍奉耶和华。
Three times positively, affirmatively, they say they want to choose to serve the Lord their God.
他们实在对这位神实在有一个好的一个回应。
So they truly had this very good response to God.
他们要选择侍奉耶和华神。
So they chose to serve the Lord their God.
他们在那里和在那里立约做见证。
They made a covenant and they set up these witnesses.
所以圣经告诉我们说，当耶稣亚还在的时候，和那些看过耶和华为以色列所行大事的长老还在的时候，以色列百姓都在侍奉耶和华神。
Therefore, the Bible teaches that as long as Joshua and all those elders who had seen and served God lived, all the people of Israel served the Lord.
他们实在乐意选择侍奉耶和华神。
And willingly they chose to serve the Lord.
但是经过没有多少的时间。
However, very soon, not long afterward,
等到耶稣亚过世，那些看过神为以色列所行大事那些长老过世以后，
When Joshua passed away, also those elders who had seen the great things that the Lord had performed for them,
当耶稣亚那一世代过去以后，
So when the generation of Joshua passed away,
别的世代兴起来，
When the next generation rose,
他们不知道耶和华，
They did not know the Lord,
也不知道耶和华为以色列所行大事，
Nor did they know the great things that the Lord had performed for them.
他们就不再侍奉耶和华神。
So, no longer would they serve the Lord their God.
他们就侍奉 假神巴利。
Instead, they serve the false god Baal.
就惹起神的愤怒。
Therefore, this provoked God to jealousy.
所以神就照了他所说的话，用灾祸临到他们身上。
Therefore, according to God's word, God inflicted upon them all the calamities.
因为在申命记，我们刚刚读到28章那里，神已经讲得非常清楚。
Because as in Joshua 28, which we just read, spelled out so clearly.
当他们听从耶和华的话去侍奉假神的时候，
when they would not obey the voice of the Lord and instead to serve the false God,
神就用灾祸来攻击他们。
And God would struck them with all the calamities and disasters.
所以百姓就进到荒凉的时代。
And here we see all the Israelites went into a time of desolation.
那就是四世纪450年最荒凉的时期。
And that's the most desolate time of Israelite history, which lasted 450 years.
所以四世纪第五章第八节，刚刚我们所读的那句话。
Therefore, we read Judges 5:8.
当以色列选择新神的时候，
when Israelite chose new gods,
征战的事就临到城门。
There was war in their gate.
我们看见他们就开始受仇敌的攻击。
And here we see they were often attacked by enemies.
仇敌在压制他们。
Enemies oppressed them.
他们就没有个安宁的日子。
They had no rest in their days.
他们落在极其困苦痛苦的当中。
They sank into this extremely difficult and terrified life.
神的话的确就应验在他们身上。
Truly God's word had been brought upon them.
感谢神，什么时候他们心回转归向神。
But thank God, whenever their heart is returned to God.
他们在困苦当中受仇敌压制的时候，他们在呼求耶和华神。
In their distress, when they cry out to the Lord for delivery,
神就兴起士师来拯救他们。
Then God raised up judges to save them.
结果我们看见国中又开始有太平的日子。
And then we see again in their country there was time of peace.
什么时候他们就离去耶和华去侍奉巴利假神？
But whenever they forsook the Lord and served the false god Baal.
仇敌就再来攻击他们。
The enemies would turn again to attack them.
他们又再一次落到困苦的里面。
Once again, they sank into this misery.
他们又没有平安的日子。
Again, they lost their time of peace.
这个就是整个四世纪在那边循环的一个故事。
And this is the story of vicious circle as we see the judges say.
所以在这里让我们看见。
So here we see,
当一个人当拣选神侍奉神的时候，
when a person serves God, chooses and serves God,
他才有真正的平安，
then he would have this true peace,
他有真正的安息，
he would have this true rest,
他才在那里才能享受神一切的丰富，
and there he could enjoy all the divine provision.
当神要带领他们进到迦南地的时候，
when God was about to lead them into the land of Canaan,
形容那一块地实在是一个美地，是一个丰富之地。
And the Bible describes that land as a land of abundance and the land of beauty.
他们在那里可以享受迦南一切的丰富。
There they could enjoy all the abundance in that land of Canaan.
怎么样才能真正享受那个迦南的好处呢？
But how could they actually enjoy all the good that the land of Canaan would provide for them?
但是他们在那专心侍奉耶和华神。
That is when they incline their inclination to serve God.
什么时候他们不去侍奉耶和华神，去侍奉巴利假神的时候？
Whenever they do not serve God instead to serve this false god Baal.
神就叫天不下雨。
Then God would cause the heaven not to rain.
叫那地有了饥荒。
And he would send famine to the earth.
他们就有了缺乏。
Then they would lack many things.
神就差遣仇敌来破坏他们那些农作物。
And also God would send the enemies to sabotage all the produce of the land.
让他们辛苦努力的一无所得。
So they received nothing even after all the hard work and toil.
他们在那就享受那一块地的一个丰富。
They weren't able to enjoy all the abundance of the land.
他们的确是来到迦南地,
so here we see truly they did come into the good land of Canaan.
的确那一块地就像, 圣经所说, 那里有水, 那里有河, 那里有许多的果, 果树。
As the Bible describes it, the land is full of rivers, springs, all the fruit trees.
这一切都是应许要给他们去享受的。
All these things have been promised by God to, for Israelites to enjoy.
但是结果为什么他们享受不到这一切的丰富呢?
But then why is it in the end they could not enjoy all this abundance?
他们现在不是在旷野那, 荒凉之地,
right now, they were no longer in this desolate land,
wilderness.
But they were standing in this land, good land, abundance of Canaan.
但是为什么这一块美地丰富世纪不能成为他们真正的享受呢?
But why is this good and abundant land of Canaan could not become their provision and their enjoyment? It is because they did not choose to serve the Lord, their God.
痛苦、许多荒凉、饥饿里面。
Instead, often they simply were confined in the conditions of desolation and failures.
因为在那里他们不听从耶和华话。
Because there they did not obey the voice of God.
因为他们在那里神拯救的目的没办法成就在他们身上。
So there, the purpose of God's salvation will not be able to fulfilled.
所以我们看见只有当神拯救的目的
So here we see that only when God's purpose of his salvation is fully fulfilled in man, then man will be able to enjoy the many aspects of God's fullness. When Moses was about to lead Israelites out of the land of Egypt, time again he told the Pharaoh that let my people go so that they could serve God. And this is the very purpose for God to save Israelites. However, this very purpose simply fell void. So here we could draw a fact. That is, only when man actually reaches the very purpose of God's salvation for him, then man will be able to enjoy all the grace of God. However, if this purpose of God's salvation cannot be fulfilled in this person, all the goods from God will never become reality. So there, people can never be truly gratified. When a person truly set his heart on God to serve him, then could it be true that this person have true, genuine satisfaction and rest? Therefore, David in Psalm 16 says,
他说,以别的代替耶和华的人,
those sorrows will be multiplied who hasten after another God. If people use other things to replace God, this would only issue sorrow and labor. And the same principle applies to the created being. What's the purpose for us being made? We are made so that in our heart we could receive God into it. And this is that which wants to be made known in the Garden of Eden. And this is why God placed this tree of life before Adam. Because when God made man, he had put this void in him,
这空虚无啊, 是为了装神自己,
which is to accept God himself.
只有当一个人接受 神相信神把他接到我们心中的时候,
only when a person believes and receives God into his heart,
这个空处才能填满,
then this void would be filled.
当这个空处被填满的时候, 人才有真正的满足,
and when the void is filled, then this person would have true satisfaction.
所以我们看见今天地上的人为什么外面物质仍然是看起来是那么丰富,
so on earth, why the outwardly seems men have all kinds of materials abundantly? However, our experiences tell us we do not have true satisfaction. Because the very purpose of our creation is not fulfilled yet. Because the void in man's heart has not received God into it to be filled.
神之外事物要填满我们里面的空处,
we always use all kinds of things, matters, objects to fill this void.
但是那空处永远是填不完的,
however, the void it can never be fully filled.
直到有一天神进到我们心中,
until the very day that God enters your heart,
我们心就满足了,
then our hearts are satisfied.
所以我们诗歌有我们的诗本里面有一首诗说, 小小心,
therefore, in our hymn book, there is this hymn that says, this small heart of ours, the world cannot fill it.
这个心何等的小,
our heart is so small.
世界虽然是那么大,
as big as the world is, it can never fill our heart.
只有有一天这个心被神所充满,
until one day this heart is filled by God.
人才有真正的满足,
and then men have this true satisfaction.
所以我们看见耶稣亚在那里告诉以色列百姓，他们可以选择侍奉耶华，也可以选择不侍奉耶华。
Therefore, here we see Joshua told the Israelites that they could either choose the Lord to serve him, or they could choose not to.
他们可以拣选神，他们也可以不拣选神。
They could choose God, they could not choose God either.
当他们拣选神的时候,
but when they chose God,
不仅神是他们的神,
not only God would become their God, become the very object of their service.
什么是神呢?
Then what is God?
我想今天每一个人都有他自己的神。
Today, I believe everyone has his or her own God. Every single one is serving his or her own God.
保罗告诉我们说,
Paul teaches us that some people's belly is their God. And whatever they do is simply to gratify their belly. So God is the very object of our worship and our service.
也就是说他选择耶华成为他侍奉的对象,
so when a person chooses God to be his God, then he's saying God is the very object of
his service.
Therefore, choosing God and serving God can never be separated. Choosing God simply means that I want to serve this God. When Israelite chose another God, it's simply saying that they wanted to serve that God. For all the believers in New Testament, the same principle applies. In Matthew 11, the Lord Jesus speaks of two kinds of rest.
主在那说,烦劳苦,但重担的,可以到我这里来,我叫你们得安息。
The Lord there says that he who is heavy laden and labors, come to me, I will give you rest.
当我们这些活在罪恶重担压制底下的人,
all of us who are living under such oppression of sin and burden, our sins are forgiven and pardoned. And there we receive the Lord's rest. However, the Lord continues to speak of another rest.
他说,你们要学我的样式,
learn from me and take my yoke.
我的轭是容易的, 我的担子是轻省的。
My yoke is easy, my burden is
light. 当然在富足的恶的时候,
when a person is actually taking on the yoke of the Lord, he's enjoying another kind of rest.
这个富恶就是讲那个侍奉。
So taking on this yoke means serving. And we could see that these two types of rest actually cannot be separated.
我们以为我们蒙恩得救了，我们就可以得到安息。不错，我们是蒙恩得救，我们是得赦免，我们得到安息。
We feel that once we are saved, granted grace, then we could enjoy all the rest. Yes, we do.
我们选择，我们相信主耶稣基督，接受他成为我们的救主。
We choose the Lord Jesus and believe Him to be our Savior.
但是从我们经历里面，好像我们仍然是没有安息。
However, in terms of our experiences, still we lack this rest.
因为我们没有那个负恶侍奉神那一种情形。
Because we are not living in the condition of actually taking on the Lord's yoke and serving Him.
当人真正在那富足的恶来侍奉神的时候，那才有真正的一个安息。
When a person truly is taking the Lord's yoke and serving Him, then he will enjoy this genuine rest.
因为一方面我们接受主耶稣做我们的救主。
On the one hand, we receive the Lord as our Savior.
同样在那个时候，我们在那个时刻，我们也是接受主耶稣做我们的主。
On the other hand, at the same time, you receive the Lord Jesus as your Lord.
救主和主是不能分开的。
So Savior and Lord are inseparable.
当一个人要把这两件事情分开的时候，
So when one wants to separate these two, then we could assume that this person can never enjoy true rest. This is not only the conditions of Israelites in those days. Yes, they did come to the good land of Canaan. They did come to this land of abundance. And everything was placed right before them. But why they could not enjoy all the riches? Because they did not serve the Lord their God well.
同样今天我们蒙恩的地位,
Likewise, today, in terms of our position in salvation, we are all in Christ. All of God's riches are in Christ.
应该这一切丰富是我们可以经历到、可以享受到的，是成为我们心中的满足。
Supposedly, all these riches should be able to experience, enjoyed, and become our true satisfaction within.
但是在实际的经历里面，好像这一切好像不是成为我们真实的享受。
However, in our experiences, all these things haven't been brought into that reality yet.
只有当一个人在专一侍奉神的时候，
But only when a person set his heart to solely serve the Lord.
不仅他是在基督里，
Not only is this person in Christ,
他在那里就可以享受基督里面一些丰富，
But also he is able to enjoy all the riches in Christ.
他在那里可以更多经历神的恩典怜悯。
There he could experience more of God's mercy and grace.
弟兄姊妹，这就是以色列百姓他们在那里需要做一个选择。
Brothers and sisters, we have seen at this point that Israelites had to make a choice.
他们如何对待这位一路引领他们直到如今的那位神？
How would they treat the very God who had led them all the way through to then? Right there, they had to decide. Should they want to be blessed even more by the Lord?
让神许多审判临到他们身上?
Or would they want to incur more of God's cursings on them? It all depends on how they treated this God. How they treat God's word.
在新约时代也是同样原则。
Brothers and sisters, the same principle applies to the time of New Testament.
当我们常常在年终的时候， 许多弟兄怎么样诉说以往神是怎样带领我们，怎样恩待我们。
Often at the end of the year, brothers and sisters will be talking about how the Lord had been leading them, had been dealing with them so graciously.
我们感谢神，神是这样怜悯恩待的神。
Yes, we thank God that He is such a God of grace and compassion.
他实在是那位一路带领我们走人生道路的神。
Truly, He is the guide who has been leading us to walk throughout our life's journey.
当我们诉说神许多恩典的时候，
as we remember all of the manifestation of God's grace,
最后我们仍然需要做一个拣选。
In the end, we have to come to the point to make a choice.
耶稣亚那天对以色列百姓所说的。
Just as Joshua said to the Israelites on that day.
现在。
Now.
你们可以做个选择。
Make a choice.
你们怎样的对这位一路引领你们的神，你们怎么样的对待他？
How would you treat the very God who has been leading you all this time?
就决定以后的日子。
And this will decide the future days that you will endure.
是不是能够继续享受神的恩典？
Whether you will be able to continue to enjoy God's grace.
还是让神许多的刑罚临到他们的身上？
Or you would incur many of God's punishment.
他们需要有一个准确的选择。
So Israelites had to make this very accurate choice.
求神再恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us all.
那我们一生的年日里面也是一样。
That throughout our days,
我们常常需要回顾神是怎样带领我们。
We would always first reflect on how the Lord has been dealing with us.
从开始到如今。
Meditate on the days ever since you are saved until today.
我们实在可以诉说不完。许多神的恩典怜悯。
We simply cannot exhaust all the countless grace of God.
但是在以后年日里面，我们是不是能继续让神能够继续的怜悯我们、恩待我们呢？
But are we able to allow God to continue to command His grace and mercy on us in the days to come?
那是在于我们怎样对待这位神。
This depends solely upon how we treat this God.
怎样对待他向我们所说一切的话语？
How do we treat all the words He feels so much to tell us about?
我们是要巴不得我们能按着神的心意来做一个拣选。
If only we could all make this right decision according to God's will.
每一个拣选都不仅叫我们在属灵上得到更多的益处。
So that every choice of ours will enable us not only spiritually endure all the blessings.
更重要的是让神的旨意能够成全在我们身上。
But more importantly, that God's will be done in us.
当神的旨意成全在我们身上。
And when His will is done in us,
神满足了。
God is satisfied.
我也满足了。
And we are satisfied.
神的工作完成安息了。
And God rested from His accomplished work.
我们也安息了。
Then we also rest likewise.
求神再恩待我们。
May the Lord command His grace to all of you.
那我们在许多事做拣选的时候。
So that as we make choices in so many things.
那我们能够按着神的心来做拣选。
Let us make a choice according to God's will.
好叫他自己最终能够成就在我们身上。
So that in the end His will be done in us.Brother, would you please say a closing prayer?
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
请我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we truly thank you for the words you have shared with us today.
我们感谢你向我们所释放的话语。
Lord, we ask that you would help us to.Always choose your will and your way.
我愿你继续保守我们选择你要我们所选择的。
Lord, we thank you for all that you have given to us.
我们为你所赐给我们的一切，我们献上我们的感谢。
We ask that you would continue to be our guide.
求你继续引导我们。
Lord, we also lift up the rest of this day's meetings and gatherings into your hand.
我们将今天余下的各项的聚集都恭敬仰望在你的恩手中。
That your name will continue to be glorified.
你的名继续被高举被荣耀。
Once again, we thank you.
我们再次谢谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名我们祈求。Amen.
Now, I'd like to turn to the bulletin.
请大家打开你手中的周报。
On the left-hand side are all of our weekly fellowships and responsibilities.